This is a presentation of the Trine Broadcasting Network. Learn more at trine.edu.
Hello, I'm James Tu, Assistant Vice President for Content and Communications at Trine University, and this is the Education One podcast. In this podcast, we talk to leaders at Education One schools and discuss issues and opportunities related to the charter school space. Our guest today is Samantha Bandy, who is with the Dynamic Minds Academy. Samantha, can you introduce yourself, maybe explain a little bit about your role at Dynamic Minds, and give us some detail about your background in education?
Sure. Yeah, I'm Samantha Bandy, and I am the Education Director for Dynamic Minds Academy. In my role, I serve as both the school leader and kind of the CEO of operations. I am in my 18th year in the education field. I graduated from the University of Evansville in 2006 with a bachelor's in elementary education with a minor in social studies education. But pretty soon I learned that at that time there were way too many people in elementary education. So I ended up going back to school to get my mild intervention certificate from Indiana Wesleyan. I have served as a special education teacher for 10 years in the classroom, working in both traditional public school settings and charter schools in Indianapolis. And I have 7 total years as an administrator, both in IPS and then in my 5 years now that I've been with Dynamic Minds Academy. Along the way, I did get my master's in education administration from Ball State to be able to allow me to be in this role now.
I'm also joined today by Allie Lung from Education One. Allie, can you just briefly introduce yourself as well?
Hi, I'm happy to be here today. My name is Allie Lung, and I'm the University Partnerships and Marketing Specialist for Education One.
Samantha, can you give us a little bit of background on Dynamic Minds as far as how and why it was founded?
Our founder is owner of the Hope Source, which is an ABA therapy provider in Indianapolis. They've been open for about 17 years. And through the years, Julie wanted to be able to offer students an opportunity to get education while still getting ABA therapy. She partnered with several virtual charter schools over the years, but none of it was able to really fully provide kids what they needed. So she aimed to open a school that co-located with the Hope Source and was able to partner with Education One to open Dynamic Minds Academy in 2019. And the mission of Dynamic Minds Academy is to bridge the gap between treatment and education for students with autism spectrum disorder by providing evidence-based practices for personal growth within an optimal learning environment. So under our roof, our students are able to get both a public school education in grades K through 12, as well as targeted ABA therapy.
Maybe for those who aren't familiar, can you describe a little bit more what ABA is?
Yeah, ABA is a specific therapy that works with students with autism and helps to work on specific deficits they may have in communication and various areas. The Hope Source's ABA is very different in the way that it's a naturalistic approach. We do not force any compliance. We do not use extrinsic rewards like token boards or sticker charts or anything like that. And it really focuses heavily on building social communication skills for children with autism.
You may have just kind of described this a little bit, but can you maybe give a little bit more detail about the model of education that you use at Dynamic Minds?
Sure. So our education, we consider it therapeutic education. When a student starts with us, we take our time in building rapport, a relationship with the student, building trust, helping them to feel safe within our walls. A lot of children with autism experience trauma in traditional public schools or even other ABA centers that use more compliance-based approaches. So we take our time to build up that rapport and relationship before we attempt education with them. Depending on the child, this can take anywhere from 2 weeks to a year to really help them feel safe and comfortable But once we hit that sweet spot, then our students begin to thrive and grow and engage in hands-on, individualized educational experiences.
Now, when you mention a compliance-based approach, again, people may not be familiar with that term. I get the idea that it's kind of a reward for behavior. Is that the general idea?
Yes, you must sit in your chair to do your work. We're not going to start your work until you sit in the chair, and then being rewarded for sitting in the chair. So for us, if we need to do our work under the table with our shoes off and a blanket on our head, that's where we work.
With your model utilizing therapeutic education, are there a lot of other schools throughout the state of Indiana or the country that also offer this type of unique model that you have at Dynamic Minds Academy?
No, there are no other schools in the state that do what we do at the level that we do. There are some that, you know, an ABA center may partner with a virtual school to provide education in their center, or another school may partner with another ABA center, but none of them co-locate and share the same philosophy in the way that the Hope Source and Dynamic Minds Academy do. We are working side by side on a daily basis. There are BCBAs in our classrooms providing coaching and support for our teaching staff, and we advise our therapy partners on what our students also need educationally. So it's a full team approach.
And when you say, was it a BCBA that work with your teachers? Can you explain that acronym, please?
Yeah, a board certified behavior analyst. So they receive specific certifications in putting together specific behavior modification plans for students. And our BCBAs completely focus on the Hope Source philosophy and make sure that everything we do in our classrooms follows that philosophy. If we are not working together, then it's not going to be for the benefit of the student.
How would you describe your school culture at Dynamic Minds Academy?
I would say overall we are a community of learners. We have a growth mindset. And we treat every day like a new opportunity, and we instill this in our students too. We are very reflective of, okay, this didn't work today. What can we do tomorrow that is within our control? What does the data say to help put a new plan in place? We don't dwell on the negative. We drill down to the root of the problem, especially with us having 242 school days. We have to remain optimistic and keep our eye on, you know, what is important for the student.
How does Dynamic Minds Academy support the needs of its students?
I had to think about this question quite a bit, but what happens with children with autism that are able to keep up academically in general education classrooms, they're often overlooked and don't necessarily receive the necessary student services to grow into successful adults. So if there is a child with autism and they don't have behaviors impacting them in the classroom, they fly under the radar. They typically go undiagnosed. They don't get important services. But what we do at DMA is look at the whole child. Regardless of the severity of their autism, we don't deny services to anyone that needs them. Our students will receive occupational therapy services, speech therapy services, mental health services, all the way up to their graduation if they still are having deficits in that area. So we definitely provide a service that traditional public schools typically don't for the autism community.
And I think you described it earlier as a therapeutic approach. So the idea is that you're helping them with the autism as well as providing an education, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes. We are really looking at the whole child.
Are there any other ways that you would say Dynamic Minds Academy is innovative within education?
I think the fact that we co-locate with an ABA center and work as a team with them. Our ABA being done the natural way is definitely innovative. It is a movement within ABA. There are a lot of autistic adults that are speaking out against ABA that is compliance-based. So we are definitely at the forefront of changing the way ABA is done. Our classrooms are very trauma-informed, that we focus on emotional regulation before we attempt any academics. And the therapy is focused on that social communication, intrinsic motivation, and co-regulation. This is definitely a difference in how treatment for children with autism is viewed basically worldwide. Although this is innovative, it's new, it does take time. It is slow progress, but it's progress that is most likely to be sustained over a long period of time. We also are very innovative in the way that we involve our families. They receive family guidance monthly with the Hope Source to learn about the philosophy and the approach so that at home, they're using the same approaches as well, which increases the likelihood that the students will see success.
Could you speak more to how you structure your classrooms and the grade level bands within Dynamic Minds Academy?
So we break our kids down into what we call littles, middles, and bigs. So littles is what you think of as our elementary age. It's kindergarten through fourth grade this year. And in kindergarten through fourth grade, we focus very heavily on the ABA component. They have a one-on-one RBT with them throughout their day. So every single second is utilized through their day. There's no independent work time. So every minute is used. The ABA uses a lot of project-based learning. So there's a lot of critical thinking skills that our students are accessing that we think of in education with the project-based learning, but they're tackling it from a therapeutic approach. They have scheduled time to meet with our teachers to work on their math and ELA content, which is a hands-on approach with Orton-Gillingham and Matthew C. curriculum. But we really are focusing on getting them ready to be a student in our littles. Our middles, which are 5 through 7, we split their day. Half their day is spent in our classroom. Sometimes they have an RBT in that classroom. Sometimes it's just our 1-to-3 student teacher ratio. And then half of their day is the one-on-one ABA therapy. They continue to do project-based learning during therapy, but during education, they're even more practicing to be a student. They spend half of their education time in a classroom focusing on math skills with that Math UC curriculum and our state standards, and then the other half in our ELA classroom focusing on the Orton-Gillingham as well as some reading A to Z comprehension curriculum. When they transition to high school, to our bigs, 8th through 12th grade, that's when we really start to look at where are they headed after they graduate. So we are determining diploma types. We do offer all Indiana State diploma types from a certificate of completion up to Core 40 with honors. They may be in one set of classrooms focusing on the state standards and the classes they need for either a general diploma, Core 40, or Core 40 with honors, meeting with math, ELA, science, social studies teachers, and it's supplemented by Edmentum Plato curriculum courseware. And then we also have another section of our bigs for our students who are working on a certificate of completion, and they're focusing more on independent living and life skills and basic math and reading skills they'll need as an adult. Our bigs is also split into half of their day education, half of their day therapy, and we keep a 1-to-3 student teacher ratio in our big section as well. Once our students are 19 or older, they start to get to be a part of our vocational lab with the Hope Source. They're focusing more on job skills, even more independent living skills like applying for a job and paying taxes and balancing a budget. They work in our Hope Source Cafe. They take outings into the community to do jobs in the community and just, you know, go to Costco to buy things for our cafe. So we have quite a bit of a progression of going from completely one-on-one to gaining more independence as they're ready for graduation.
You mentioned project-based learning. Could you maybe just define that term a little bit for listeners who may not be familiar with it and maybe give an example of how that's kind of implemented at Dynamic Minds?
So that's mostly on the Hope Source side with the therapy. They call them purpose projects. They typically run in six to eight week rotations, and they're all focused around the college and career clusters. So there's questions that they're driving to answer through their project-based learning, and they work collaboratively with their RBT, which we call a guide, in working on their projects. And it always culminates with either what we call an expo, where parents are coming in to see their projects, or some sort of performance. One project that they do yearly, and it falls under the entrepreneurship career cluster, is the Hope Tank, where there's a problem that they are setting out to solve, and they develop a product to solve that problem. And then they have to pitch their product to quote-unquote sharks from the Hope Source to try to get them to invest in their project. So the kids really, really enjoy it, and they're working on so many skills that they need on the academic side, but through their therapy.
And you also mentioned ELA classrooms, I think. Can you define that maybe a little more?
Yeah, so our English language arts classrooms in middles, they're really focusing on learning how to find text evidence when they're reading. For those that are working on more basic reading skills, all of our teachers are trained in Orton-Gillingham, which is a hands-on teaching reading approach. In our high school, our lead teacher, Audra, has built a curriculum around novels. So they work on their reading comprehension, their writing skills, their analytical skills through reading various novels, all of it tied to Indiana State Standards.
So you've mentioned a lot about different things that would prepare your students really to live independently when they graduate. Are there any other things that you can think of that do that? And maybe talk a little bit more about kind of what the end goal is with your students.
So this is something that is very individualized per student and per family. As soon as our children turn 14, in every case conference that we hold, we discuss what things look like for them in the future. Where do their parents see them? We ask them, what is adult so-and-so look like to you? And through those discussions, we develop a plan we're going to work on therapeutically and what kind of courses they're going to take educationally to reach that goal. We also work to connect families with outside agencies that may be able to help them support them beyond DMA and THS. Some of our students are ready to transition to a four-year university. Some are looking to go to 2 years. Some are looking to go to a day program or a group home. So what they need as an adult varies from student to student. And we just are very collaborative with the families in creating a bridge from what they do with us to what they do next.
What is an equity gap that students at Dynamic Minds Academy face, and how have you been working to bridge that gap?
I would say a gap that our students face, especially before they come to us, is just being able to receive those special education related services they need while still having access to a high quality public school education and ABA therapy. So prior to us opening, families had to choose going to a traditional public school and focusing on education, or going to an ABA therapy center and focusing on ABA. If a family wanted both, they had to, cut their child's school day short or take them in after hours to get ABA. So we are helping to bridge that gap by being able to provide both under the same roof, being able to provide accommodations, modifications, related services, everything that they need that typically families have to fight for in a traditional public school. Regardless of the severity of their autism, they can get everything with us. Families really are relieved when they come to the first case conference with us, and they don't have to fight for anything. Everything is there for them. So they no longer have to choose
between education and therapy. And students really get that individualized approach and aren't trying to, you know, fit that square peg into a round hole anymore.
For this school year, you and your leadership team created a school-specific goal that Dynamic Minds Academy would continue to collaborate with the Hope Source, your therapeutic partner, to create a more positive learning environment measured by a reduction in behavior management goals to increase student engagement. How has your leadership team been collaborating with the Hope Source to meet your goal for this year?
We communicate daily. The Hope Source has a clinical director. They have assistant clinical directors over each area of the building. They have team supervisors. So we are collaborating daily in face-to-face conversations regarding things we're seeing in the classroom, things they're seeing on the therapy side, and developing plans to support those students. Assistant clinical directors have been attending all of our IEP case conferences this year, which is showing, we have that unified approach now in all of our conferences and how we're supporting our students. The administrative team with both entities, we meet every other week to discuss, some big picture things, policy things. We have increased training for our staff, adding in additional training. Staff meetings have been focused on the collaboration, on the philosophy. My associate education director, Erin Wallace, has been meeting with each classroom team monthly to discuss their behavior data and discuss specific plans that need to be in place for either the classroom as a whole or for specific students. So what the data has shown us so far is there has been a decrease, even with us growing to 130 students on count day in September, we are seeing an overall decrease in these maladaptive behaviors in the classroom. And I think it really goes to the side-by-side approach we are taking in tackling them.
So Education One recently granted a 15-year charter renewal to Dynamic Minds Academy. So congratulations on that. How do you hope that Dynamic Minds grows and develops in the upcoming years?
So this is something that we are in deep discussion about. We have a very long wait list of families interested in tours. And right now, we are almost completely full in the capacity of what we can manage in our current building. So we definitely want to grow, but we're not sure yet what that looks like. But we want to continue to have that discussion, and we do look to expand in the next few years to be able to serve more students in grades K through 12 in the Indianapolis area.
Is there any thought of the model that you have going elsewhere to other regions? Have you been contacted by anybody else that kind of sees what you're doing and says, could we do this, say, in Chicago, Ohio, or wherever?
We haven't had those contacts, but I would say that almost every school leader we speak to wants to know how we do it. We had a student move to Florida, and my associate education director had to call and talk to their new school to talk about placement, and they want us to go there. They're like, can we have your school here? So I think it's definitely something that could happen. But right now, we're still focused on just the families that we have in Indianapolis that are still looking for our support.
Can you share with me what makes Dynamic Minds Academy special to you and why you love working there so much? You speak so passionately about it, and I want to know more.
What I love about working at Dynamic Minds Academy is I'm able to work side by side with staff that understand, that truly understand that all behavior is communication and that we can't take that behavior personally. I see a lot recently social media posts from teachers showing students in crisis in their classroom, and it just breaks my heart that they're saying this is a problem. That child is trying to tell them something. And I'm able to make a lasting impact in our students and families' lives in the position that I'm in. The trauma that our children with autism and their families experience in those traditional school districts, it's very real. I feel relieved that I'm able to provide positive experiences for them, especially after being a school leader in IPS and having to respond to those crisis situations and, you know, seeing the attitudes of the other educators towards those students, like, I feel like now I can really help them.
Do you have, you know, obviously you can't share any personal student information, but without sharing that, do you have any kind of success stories that come to mind of a student who came to Dynamic Minds and really thrived once they were in your environment?
There are so many stories. I have a student who I know from a previous school who came to us and is doing amazing. And a lot of it comes down to the attitude of the staff at the school they came from. When we read IEPs of students that come to us, and just the way they're taking their behavior personally and forcing compliance upon students, and you wouldn't see that behavior if you weren't trying to force them to sit in a chair to do their work. It's heartbreaking. So to read those IEPs and what those students were experiencing in their school, and then to sit in meetings with their families now and hear about how much they love coming to school and wake up smiling and ready to go when it used to be a fight, like, that's the win right there.
Thank you for coming today. You really shared a lot of awesome things, and I think that a lot of different listeners, especially college students, are really going to learn a lot from this podcast because it relates to so many different majors. And thank you for participating today.
Yep, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this presentation of the Trine Broadcasting Network. Learn more at trine.edu.